Good morning. I'm Dr. William T. Choctaw, and I will be your host this morning. Today, we have a very exciting topic to discuss with you, one that you may not have heard of that often. We're still reviewing and evaluating ways that we can sort of help you, our listening audience, improve with your healthcare. And particularly, we're interested in helping you improve with your high blood pressure management. Now, we at the Healthy, Wealth, and Wise podcast, this is part of our masterclass series of issues and topics to empower you. And so what we try to do is each month, we try to strive to provide you, our listeners, with mental, physical, and spiritual strength by giving you actionable advice that we hope will help you in your own personal, professional, and spiritual goals. We consider the health of the mind, body, and spirit paramount as a single unit. We are passionate about the total person and helping you, our listeners, build and lead a full, well-rounded, and happy life. So today, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about isometric exercises and how those exercises may very well be beneficial in helping you to lower your blood pressure. And so we're always looking for ways that we can, as I said, help to keep you healthier. And this is just one of those ways. So the first thing that you might ask, well, before we get to that, let me always like to go over our beliefs and my beliefs. I believe life is about service to others. I believe knowledge is power. I believe leaders can change the world. And because you are listening to this podcast right now, I submit that those may be some of your beliefs also, which is why you're willing to share part of your valuable time with us. And so we thank you, and we're very, very pleased to have you with us. So as I said, we're going to talk about isometric exercise and how isometric exercises may lower your blood pressure. Now, the first thing you may ask is, what in the world is an isometric exercise? So let's do a little review. If you think about your muscles and you think about exercise in general, and whether you're someone who goes to the gym or has a personal trainer, et cetera, or whether you just sort of do your own thing and you've been doing it since you were a teenager it works for you, and you may exercise at home, or you may walk, you may run, you may do all sorts of things. But the way you can distinguish between the types of exercise, if you will, isotonic exercise is where the muscles shorten and do the work, and they generate force as they lengthen. So think about isotonic as more movement of your muscles, you know, doing push-ups, doing pull-ups, et cetera, et cetera. Isometric exercises, on the other hand, which is what we're going to talk about today, tension tends to build the muscle, but the muscle neither shortens nor lengthens. In other words, you maintain a certain position. The way I remember it, I think of it as static exercise, if that's not a contradiction in terms, that exercise does not mean that you have to necessarily have a lot of movement, but that movement can be more internal. And when I say internal, I mean within the muscle. So with isometric contractions of the muscle, tension builds, but the muscle neither shortens or lengthens, and you maintain, or it maintains a certain posture, okay? Maintains a certain posture. Now, the whole purpose of this, or our discussion about this, is to help in the management of high blood pressure. Certainly, there's no book you can read or treatise you can review about being healthy, wealthy and wise, or healthy certainly, that doesn't mention eating properly and exercising. So exercise is fundamental to everything that we as humans are supposed to do and should do. it keeps us healthy. It keeps us wise. It keeps us mentally and physically and spiritually fit. So I think it's appropriate to look at ways that we may be able to do this maybe more effectively, and also recognizing the differences in each of us in terms of age, in terms of physical conditions. Certainly things that we were able to do at age 20, we may have difficulty doing at age 70. Nevertheless, we want to still exercise appropriately at age 70. So that's another reason for this discussion, that this is an alternative approach that may very well have some fundamental benefit. Now, I should tell you that this is a study actually that came out of the British Journal of Sports Medicine, just a recent article, quite honestly. And because the study was done last year, 2023, which is very recent. And basically what they did was they reviewed a number of studies that had been done over a 30-year period. This is sort of one of those, I call them meta-reviews, where they look at all the studies. And now with our super-duper computers, you can analyze a larger amounts of data much faster. In 2024, we can analyze larger amounts of data much faster. And so this study was based on analyzing 270 random controlled trials that were published between 1990 and February 2023. And it included 15,827 patients. So one of the reasons why I decided to share this with you is just the sheer size of this study. Many times, very, very good studies come out that are done very well, but sometimes they have all sorts of problems or shortcomings. And one of those shortcomings tends to be size, because it's hard many times to do a large study, a study with a lot of people that's randomized and controlled, which means it's a proactive study. It's not a review of charts and records necessarily. And so it's one of the reasons why I thought that it was of interest. And so when I came across it, I thought it very important to at least share it with you. And as always, I encourage you to go to your favorite website or search engine and look up information, any information that we give you, and certainly read it for yourself or discuss it with others, because this is a class. And part of this class is that you do independent reading and you do independent research as compared to just taking whatever we say is 100% accurate 100% of the time. So please feel free to do that. And that indeed is a part of education, where you grow and evaluate things yourself. So my point is, it's a very interesting study. It's very large. And so because of its size and the way it was set up, I thought it might be something worth sharing with you. And the bottom line is isometric exercise, i.e. static exercise, can effectively contribute to lowering high blood pressure. That's the bottom line, okay? That's the bottom line. And so the difference is, instead of doing push-ups, you know, where you may do 50 or 100, you lay flat on the floor, face down, and you use your arms and your hands flat on the floor, and you push up a certain number of times, that's isotonic exercise. Isometric exercise would be, you would be horizontal, facing the floor, but you would take a position and stay in that one position. You would stay static. You would not move, okay? And it's sort of like contracting the muscles and contracting them for a period of time until you get fatigued and then you stop. And the theory is that somehow is that by doing it that way, that somehow decreases the amount of pressure as the blood moves through the walls of the blood vessels. And that tends to help to lower the pressure that may very well occur on the heart. Because remember, systolic is when the heart pushes the blood out of the heart, and diastolic is when the heart relaxes and blood comes into the heart. So this would be doing systole, where the blood goes out of the heart, and instead of going out at a very, very fast force hitting the blood vessels, the belief is that by doing more of the isometric exercise, that it takes some of the pressure off of that. Now, obviously, a lot of this is theoretical, but I must admit, the size of the study makes me pay attention. And so I pass that information on to you. There are various types of isometric exercises that you can do. One is called the wall sit, where you sit on the floor with your back up against the wall. The one that I mentioned of you laying on the floor and just pushing up and holding a position is called a plank. There are other types of position where you can take your arm and just push it up against the wall, but just hold it there. You don't push back and forth. You just hold it there. So you're really tightening those muscles, and you can work different muscle groups. By working those different muscle groups, you're then able to affect the blood pressure in your vessels and the effect that it all has on the heart. So it's a way of to train your blood vessels to have enhanced basal dilatation. Just by holding in place, tensing your muscles, the isometric exercise approach many times can lead to better blood pressure regulation. And again, the theory is based on the blood vessels maintain a more relaxed state. Okay, so I wanted to share that with you. Certainly, I would encourage you to go online and look at various pictures of the isometric exercises, the various types of isometric exercise groups that you can imitate. And it may very well be that certainly if you have had surgery or you had some medical condition that may very well prevent you from doing the basic isotonic types of exercise, that maybe by doing the isometric exercise, and what this study suggests that that's the case, that you can still contribute by exercise to lowering your blood pressure and do it in a way that does not put you more at risk, do it in a way that's more comfortable, and do it in a way that's more effective. Take a look at it. The information, review it online, and if it's right for you, then certainly consider doing that. One of the things I always like to do is to share with you various potential wellness resources or health resources that I use and others online, Yale Health or any major healthcare, major university, medical facility would have, I would think, good information. But I review Yale Health, Kaiser Permanente, Harvard Health, Mayo Clinic, or any comparable types of organization would have a significant information for you in terms of how you can help to lower your blood pressure or deal with any other element that may be of issue for you. I always like to leave with you my basic principles. And these are basic principles that I've learned over my 70 plus years. One of those principles is that God is in charge. I am a physician of faith, and God is in charge of my life. And that has significantly helped me to weather the various things that have happened. And I certainly would recommend that to you also. Secondly, I don't have bad days. I decided about 30 years ago that I had had enough bad days. And so I got rid of all of them because I figured out that a day was good or bad if I said it was. So I just no longer say they're bad. All of my days, either good days or great days. Thirdly, don't sweat the small stuff. Most stuff is small. I have learned that many times when I experience something that appears to be negative, either said or done, most of the times I'm wrong. But more importantly, most of the times it's not that big a deal anyway. So I've just sort of figured out just to sort of let that go, which goes to number four, forgiveness is therapy. If someone does or you perceive someone has done or said something to you that is negative or not supportive, just forgive them. And finally, and number five, what I have learned is that everything is a relationship. And relationships are based on three things: mutual respect, mutual trust, and good communication. If you have those three things, you have a great relationship. If you do not have those three things, you have work to do. So thank you again for coming by and spending your valuable time with us. And finally, leave you with this thought: be the change that you want to see in the world. Thank you. Have a terrific day.